PSU has been working as a part of a national coalition called AJ, Alliance for Educational Justice. AJ's main campaign is currently around ending the school-to-prison pipeline. We sat down with organizer Mustafa Sullivan to talk about this issue.
Yes, so the school-to-prison pipeline is a term for a set of policies that have happened for years and years and years in our schools that allows more police to enter into our schools, that allows school safety agents to harass and aggressively treat students and criminalize them, meaning to treat them like criminals. And it's also a set of zero tolerance policies that specifically crack down on minor offenses and basically put young people in a position where they're treated like criminals and they're not treated like young people who have a successful future and deserve a successful career. You know, about 80% of the police officers and the safety agents are actually from the prison system. And that's not the type of environment you want to create in a school. You want to create a better educational system. So that means you have to make sure that zero tolerance policies are not supported. So rather than thinking of those young people in gangs as young people who need social and emotional support, that have serious traumatic issues and tragedies that have happened in their lives, and provide them with the social and emotional support that they need, they decided to treat them as criminals, right? So they started to do things like try young people as adults, right? They started to do things like actually create more harsher discipline policies inside of schools. They decided to put police in the schools. So rather than actually create an atmosphere where the community can work together to solve the problems, they decided to create a system where young people are just consistently punished for minor offenses. You know, if there's any criminals, if there's any problems inside of schools, let's over-police them. Let's put, you know, a whole bunch of policies that really punish them rather than teach them what's right and what's wrong, right?
We asked Mr. Sullivan to explain what AJ would like to see as an alternative to zero tolerance policy.
What we're trying to push in the Alliance for Educational Justice is that we're, you know, a set of community organizations, 20 different community organizations across the country that have created restorative justice programs that restore the ability for young people to succeed. So that means you provide them with mentoring. That means when there's conflicts in the school that you provide real conflict mediation. So that way young people are being trained to actually deal with conflicts in a productive and proactive manner and create an atmosphere where the community is going to support them and help them to develop as productive citizens. I think that is the solution.
AJ recently had an event in Washington, D.C. The purpose of the event was to gather different organizations across the U.S. to speak out against the school-to-prison pipeline. Students from the Baltimore Algebra Project spoke about one example of the punishment mentality in their city.
How y'all feeling? Yeah. Y'all ready to end the school-to-prison pipeline?
Yeah!
Yeah! All right. So in Baltimore, at the moment, they're building a youth prison that's going to cost $104 million. So right now, we're saying convert that money, the money that's going to prisons and to youth jobs.
PSU student Shania Morris spoke.
I'm ecstatic to be here with like hundreds of students that are standing for the exact same thing that I'm standing for, a proper education. We're doing this because as of now in our schools, we have more security guards than counselors. We don't have enough textbooks, we don't have enough computers, and we don't have enough books in our libraries. We don't have enough of the basic resources we need in our schools to be properly educated. The teachers are not qualified, and zero tolerance policies are forcing students into disciplinary schools in the prison system. On top of that, we are taught to take tests, not to become the leaders that we are. All of these things are violent because they hurt our chances of survival. So we stand here as one today, fighting for not only our education, but our lives.
AJ is planning to take advantage of the upcoming No Child Left Behind reauthorization to demand policy changes to dismantle the school-to-prison pipeline.
I know I could. Be what I want to
be.
I know I would.
If they educate me.
I went to school to educate my mind, but I got schooled over by no child left behind, no critical thinking and all the tests. If they're training me to pass them, standing on tests, they're supposed to prepare me to be a leader. I don't want to grow up to be a Walmart greeter. I know I could. Be what I want to
be.
I know I would. If they educate me, one more time, I know I